first, I want to start off by testing you with a trivia question ambulances.
Boy. All right, let's go.
Oh, hang on now. There's no prize on the line. You know, I'll get you a Pepsi if you win.
All right.
If you can guess the date.
All right.
This showed up on this day in history, and I thought, I'm going to save this for Troy. On this day in history, the first ambulance goes into service. What year did the first ambulance go into service?
What year did the first ambulance go into service?
If you can guess this exactly right, I'm going to buy you a cold Pepsi.
First ambulance went into service. I want to say it was probably 1962.
You're thinking along the same lines as me. I was guessing a little bit earlier, but it says 1866.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
So pre-automobile.
Yeah.
But...
Now, there is some truth to that.
Was it a horse and a sled?
It was horse and buggy because that's really how EMS kind of got it started. And this is something that we actually teach in our EMT classes. They kind of go back to the history of EMS and where it all started. And really, the history of it is traced back to the war fields, you know, when the soldiers were out, like in the Civil War, when they were out on the battlefields, and they would actually take horses and carriages out there and pick them up on litters and put them in the carriages and take them to be treated.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
1866.
See, when I was thinking ambulance, so I'm thinking modern day ambulance.
Me too.
And so modern day EMS really was born in the 1960s.
Right. Well, I didn't want to buy you a Pepsi, so I wasn't going to help you at all.
Good thing I brought my own this morning.
I saw that. Uh-huh. You're very predictable.
Yes, I
backwards
am.
Backwards parking in Pepsis.
That's yes, exactly. Yeah, that's right. I don't go too in depth.
Congrats to Fire and Rescue on the Battle of the Badges win. You didn't play, though.
I didn't actually make it there that day, unfortunately, but it sounded like it was another good close game. I was there last year, and the game kind of sounded pretty similar.
Maybe that's why they won, because you weren't there.
Maybe. No, it just kind of went down to the wire.
Your brother?
Todd is my brother.
Yeah.
I can
see the resemblance big time, and he is one of the officials.
Yeah,
you were there through family.
Yeah, exactly. I could sense it.
Before we get into your radio background, you said that with the weather warming up, and boy, today it's warming up, that means some different things for you, maybe a little pickup in activity too.
Yeah, it's been an unusual winter. We all know that because of the warmer weather that we've had. So we've kind of seen motorcycles out here and there during the winter. You know, I saw motorcycles out in December and January and February on those warmer days, which is really unusual. But we're getting to the point now where we're going to start seeing a lot more motorcycles out on the road. We're going to see a lot more activity down in the lake area. You know, it's just a lot more outdoor activity. And this is kind of when we start our trauma season. We're going to start to see more trauma-related calls.
You have a passion for what you do, but I'm sure, you know, a great day would be a boring day where you don't have to go out on calls and save lives. And I certainly don't like reading about accidents in the news, which I'm reading about this morning. So we hope that people are careful, but let's turn the conversation to radio. And again, one of the reasons I wanted you in is because as we celebrated our 70th, you're a part of that. You worked here. I'd like to hear more about your radio time. How did it all start?
Believe it or not, it really wasn't on my radar. And
it just happened.
When high school came along and my voice changed.
That's going to lead to a future question.
It was the voice thing because I didn't really even think about it. And through high school, I had a lot of people tell me, you should be on the radio. You should be on the radio with that voice. You should be on the radio. Now, I inherited this voice from my dad. I sound just like my dad. And they were telling me to be on the radio. So I was really kind of into farming at that point. And my first summer out of high school, I worked on some farms and helped some of the farmers out. But then, of course, as winter came, that kind of slowed down quite a bit. So I thought, what the heck? And I came into KYNT and filled out an application, and I believe it was probably December of, do I dare say the year?
Oh, please.
December of 86, January of 87, somewhere in there that I started my first stint on KYNT.
So when you came in to the station, which wasn't here, of course, this location, did they hear you and say, oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to put you on the air.
I think that probably had a lot to do with it, yes. Mm-hmm. They heard the voice and said, hey, let's put this guy on. So I started on the night shift. Now, this is a time. This was original radio when I first started. We had turntables. There was two turntables in the studio. We spun the vinyl records, and things were much different. There weren't computers in the studio back then. Everything was done manually, and there were actually live announcers from the time that the radio signed on in the morning, which was, at that time, I believe it was 5 a.m., and then there was live announcers around the clock up until I worked the night shift starting off. So I came in at 6 p.m. at night and did my thing until midnight, and then I actually signed off the radio station, and then the next guy coming in at 5 a.m. signed back on again.
Yeah, things have changed.
A little bit.
And some things haven't. Did you enjoy it?
I really did enjoy it, yeah. It was really fun. You know, recognition from it, people, even though they don't physically see you, they hear your voice and they hear your name on the radio, and then being out in public, you know, it's fun to interact with people when they kind of know who you are because of the radio. Yeah, I really did enjoy it. There was some.
So what happened? How come you're not still in radio?
I did that for initially about 5 or 6 years, and that's when, at that 5 or 6 year mark, is really when I started getting into EMS. I took the EMT course in 1993. And then it kind of morphed from there. And so I kind of started turning my attention more to that. And I started working for the city at that point. Another one, you probably don't know this, I was the animal control officer for almost a year.
Folks, he's done it all.
That's how I stepped into the city. And then I was actually a 911 dispatcher for a couple of years after that with the city. So I went from the animal control officer stepping up to 911 dispatch. And then after the 911 dispatch, that's where I really kind of started to get a lot more into the animals.
Well, dispatch would be, that'd be a great combination of both EMS and radio.
Right, because I was on the radio with dispatch as well. So I did that.
A nice smooth transition.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I did that for quite a while, but I was not full-time at that time with the ambulance. So it was, you know, at that time, they really considered a volunteer in the 90s up until about the mid-2000s is when they started getting to be a part-time, full-time / ambulance service. But I was still part-time. And when I went to paramedic school in 2007, I started paramedic school, decided that I needed some better wages than just the part-time I was making at the time. So I went back to KYNT and worked all of 2007, 2008, and 2009 as the morning guy.
So when I started calling on you to appear on Heroes, you probably were looking forward to that.
I was. I really enjoyed it. I enjoy coming in. I'm comfortable, you know, sitting behind a microphone and talking. And I really like it.
Maybe I throw some news your way right now.
I'd be more than happy to read it for you.
You don't maybe go down the road in your car and still pretend you're on the radio a little bit, do you?
No, but the weird part was, for me, the weird part was hearing my voice on the radio. When I was in my car, hearing the commercials that I voiced or hearing interviews, like today, if the interview plays back during the noon hour today and I listen to it, it's my voice sounds different to me.
Everybody says it.
When I hear it over the radio than it does in my head when
everybody
I'm talking
says
right
it.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people enjoy listening to themselves.
No, that's true.
Well, things worked out, didn't they?
They did, yes.
And you're happy doing what you're doing for EMS.
Yeah, and, you know, I always enjoyed my time here at KYNT. I worked with great people over the years. Scott Kustra, I worked with him originally back in the 1980s.
When you got to see him yesterday.
Yep, and he was here yesterday. Dave Lee, I worked with him. I actually, now I know that you've talked to Dave already this week, because I talked to him a little bit yesterday. One thing that he said that didn't come up, did you know that I actually trained Dave Lee to work at KYNT Radio?
I like how this story is starting.
I had been there for a little while back in the 80s when he first started.
The 1980s or the 1880s?
No, it was the 1980s. Okay. It was well after the ambulance services started.
Well, I appreciate hearing about your history with our history, and I'm glad you're doing what you're doing because you seem to be right for that.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah. I do, and I really enjoy working with the ambulance.
And keep coming back and blessing us with those golden vocal cords you got there.
Anytime. I'm so happy to come back.